Okay, good morning all. We are up to Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin of Maseches Chagiga, and as we mentioned yesterday, that all these Mishnahs going up until the end of the Masechta have a lot to do with Tumah and Tahara. So this morning we'll slow down a little bit. We'll just do one Mishnah. The one thing you need to know for this Mishnah is something called Midras. There's a form of Tumah called Midras that when a Zava, someone of that level of Tumah, would sit or lean or basically put their body weight on something, then that object would have Tumah of called Tumas Midras, it would be able to transfer Tumah from it to another object, and then that object will be a Rishon L'Tumah. Just take it for granted these concepts right now. When we get into Taharos, we'll maybe describe these a little bit better, but that's all we need to know right now. So Mishnah Zayin says as follows, Bigdei Am Ha'aretz Midras Lefrushin. So the clothing of an Am Ha'aretz, his actual clothing is considered tamei through midras. It has a tumah through midras level of tumah for the perushim, meaning who are the perushim? People who, specifically, the Mishnah is talking about people who are careful to eat chulin, right? When they eat regular food, so they eat it in a state of tahara. So therefore, if the clothing of an ama aretz were to touch one of these perushim or their kelim or something like that, it would make them tamei as a rishon, and therefore they would not be able to eat chulin before they made took care of purifying themselves. Then the Mishnah keeps listing different levels of this. Big day Prushin Midras Lochle Truma. The clothing of Prushin is going to be considered tummy through this Tumas Midras for those people who eat Truma. So the next level up. So in other words, if the clothing of a Prushin would touch a Kohanim, because they're careful to eat, they eat Truma, so therefore the clothing of the Prushin would be Matame, someone like a Kohen who eats Truma, and therefore they would have to be able to take care of themselves to make sure that they are purified. Big day Ochle Truma Midras Lakodesh. And same thing for the next level up. The clothing of those people who eat Truma is going to be considered tummy through Midras for the people who eat Kodesh, so that a person who eats Kodesh or their vessels or something like that, so they're going to have to take care of themselves, to purify themselves if they come into contact with clothing of someone who eats Truma. Big day Kodesh Midras L'Chatas. The clothing of a person who eats Kodesh is going to be considered Tamei through Midras again for a person who is the next level. Someone who handles Mei Chatas, the Chatas water they use to purify the dead people with the Parah Aduma and all that stuff. So again, so the clothing of someone who eats Kodesh is going to be Tamei through Midras, and therefore for mitame, someone who handles the chatas water. And then finally, the Mishnah and the Perek concludes with other additional rabbis who had such chumras, even though they were so great, you would think maybe the chumras wouldn't apply to them, their clothing would not be able to be mitame someone else. Nonetheless, we see that it was mitame. Who? Yosef ben Yoezer, haya chassid sheba kuhuna. Yosef ben Yoezer, he was the most like pious of all the Kohanim. And nonetheless, v'haisa mitpachto midras l'kodesh. Nonetheless, so he was someone who ate truma, and still the level above someone who eats truma is someone who handles and eats kodesh food, the sanctified food, like the sacrifices. So even his even his napkin, v'haisa mitpachto midras l'kodesh, his cloth napkin, would be considered tummy through midras for those people who would eat kodesh, and someone who ate kodesh, who interacted with his napkin even, would have to take care of himself, to purify himself before he eat kodesh. And finally, Yochanan ben Gudguda, haya ochel al taharas hakodesh koyimav. Yochanan ben Gudguda, who even when he was eating chulin, he ate it in a state of tahara, to the standard of someone who eats kodesh all day. So someone who eats sacrifices all day, that's how pure he was when he ate chulin food. So that was the status of someone who was eating sacrifices. V'haisa mitpachto midras l'chatas. But nonetheless, his cloth napkin was considered to be matami through midras for those people who would handle the chatas water. And so that brings us to the end of Perek. Please, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Yimah, but for now, we'll stop right here. Have a great day, everybody.